tell people the story that broke yesterday that unintentionally involved us.
So we, well, I'll say you.
Sure. Lay it on my head.
Well, shoe fits. you called out another radio show, what, 2 months ago? So
yes.
A couple of months ago, you called out because you enjoy this other radio show. There's really only one other radio show we listen to.
Right.
And that's Kyle and Jackie O.
Yeah, it's a great show.
It's a great show. Very talented duo. They do the type of radio show you want to do.
They've been together longer than we have, if that's possible. You know,
have they, and really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. And they do the show for the iHeart station in Australia. I think they're in Sydney.
Right.
And they're great. They're huge stars there. And you and I have, we've been listening to them for years. I mean, I remember one of our morning shows, you and I brought up, I was like, listen to what Jackie O said today. Mm-hmm. I think I even talked about it on the air. Like I went on the air promoting another radio show while I was on the radio, which I think now it's okay. Back then you weren't supposed to do that.
Right.
So I was upset because she was playing Candy Crush while she was on the air and I called her out. People are losing their job. It just seems a little arrogant. You know, I just said she needs a reset. That's all. And
it was a big thing that she was playing Candy Crush while on the air. So,
right.
producers called her out.
Exactly.
And so you said she shouldn't do that. It's not a good thing.
Right. It upset me just because a lot of good people losing work. So, and that's all I said.
No, you called her the B word.
No. I didn't call her the B word. I didn't say she's a bitch. I was like, and this bitch, you know, like the way I say to everything, like I'm the bitch who.
Right.
I use that terminology on a regular basis, the way Lizzo does, you know, like I'm 100% that bitch.
Okay. Just but like the that. Whole press of the world didn't pick that up. They picked it up as you calling her the B word.
Right. That I called her a bitch, but I didn't. I didn't call her. But anyway, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
So it got back to her and she played our show and then commented on it. And then I ended up on their show and it was awkward because I'm an ocean away. So I said what I wanted to say, but then they're in the room with each other and they just started talking to each other. And it was just like, what am I going to do? Interrupt them? It got a little awkward. So I just I let them do their thing. And then I kind of said my piece and I just went on with my life. And I figured that's that, you know, I apologized, even though I had nothing to apologize for. She was the one who was playing Candy Crush on the air, but I didn't mean to call her out. I do respect her. She's like one of the few women in radio that I really respect. She's amazing.
But Daily Mail picked it up. So Daily Mail is huge news outlet. So
right.
it's in Europe, but it's everybody reads Daily Mail.
Every single
day. So we made Daily Mail. And in return, we went up to number 8 in Australia on the chart for people listening to us. They were number 80. We were number 8. So all their listeners went to say, the hell is this Cooper and Anthony? I got to check this out. Yesterday, I get a Google alert with our names.
Again,
that we made the Daily Mail.
Again.
And I'm like, what I do now?
Now what did we do?
We haven't brought their names up since that day.
No, we've said way worse about much bigger people.
Right. We talk crap about everybody.
Yeah.
But we haven't said a word about Kyle and Jackie O. So why are we in the Daily Mail?
So what we found out was, I guess Jackie had quit smoking and had been quit for a long time. The conversation they had about this was that my calling her out for having an addiction to Candy Crush and my calling her out in general sent her back to smoking cigarettes. That somehow I triggered her. I triggered her addiction. I triggered her. I didn't realize that it was such a tenuous thing. I thought she had quit and she was done. Like I would never have said anything about her or brought her up if I thought that I had anything that would have upset her, because it broke my heart to hear that there could have been a chance that maybe something I said offended her and upset her enough that it sent her back to cigarettes after quitting and being quit for so long. So, I mean, I was like, I was sick about it. I read that article and I heard them talking about it. I assumed she's a big star. She's making a lot of money. She is really talented. I just assume that she has a thick skin and that she's not sensitive like me, like nothing. I could care less what people say about me. I assumed she was like that too.
No.
But it didn't occur to me that she might be a sensitive soul. She might be an actual human being. You know what I mean? Other than, you know, me, like I'm slightly on the side of maybe sociopath, a little, just a little bit, not full sociopath, but like it takes a lot to get me upset. I don't really, I don't cry at movies. I don't, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. I'm not a regular person like that. So I assume that it's a trait that she and I shared, but I was wrong, that she is somebody who is very sensitive. And I mean, I was like sick to my stomach thinking that I could have upset her enough to bring out these insecurities and have her second guess what she's doing on the air and the Candy Crush thing and her addiction and just opening that door, even a crack, that it sent her down that road again. And I felt terrible. I don't regret it really, because I think, you know, I stand by what I did, what I said.
Right.
But the fact that what I said on some level might have gotten to her is really upsetting to me. It's really, really upsetting to me. I don't want to be responsible for hurting another woman that, listen, I get upset about things. When I do, I go to ice cream.
Yeah, but she has no willpower because, and I'm not talking like somebody who hasn't smoked. I smoked a lot.
You did. You were a heavy smoker.
I was the type of guy, if you told me you quit last week, I would offer you a cigarette.
Right. Everyone smokes.
Everybody has got to smoke. It's the greatest thing ever. I love smoking. I enjoyed it so much. But I have been through hell since I quit. We got canned. I got canned from a job. A lot of changes in my life. I didn't go back to cigarettes. Could have easily done it.
Well, you're also this side of sociopath, frankly. Like, you're somebody who's also, you're a much stronger person than most people. You know, you and I think that's what bonds us. That's why you and I have been so close all these years, because we both are very, very thick skinned. And you and I have been through it. I mean, we had that thick skin tested many times over the years.
Many times.
You just do. I mean, you know, I was on television for years and doing regular television. Us doing our nationally syndicated radio show, we had 2.8 million listeners. You're going to offend somebody. You're going to say the wrong thing about somebody at some point. It's going to happen. And even now, people are, you know, really sensitive. But, you know, we don't care. That's the problem with us. We don't care. Well, yeah, whatever. We really don't care. But we forget that other people do.